Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey, good morning. My guy Hoodie's over there laughing.
I'm laughing at Meller because he's out of his mind. Every morning, you know, we like to be able to watch, you know, KJM, right? When we come in here, KJM.
KJM. So Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
We like to watch a simulcast, and for whatever reason, it was on TBS from last night. The TV's in here.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, wait, hold on a second. George Lopez, the reruns are on. We're watching this bitch. And actually, you know what? I don't disagree, actually, Jeff. An old George Lopez episode, that's fine.
It's always funny because TBS isn't on too often, but I assume because of the baseball last night.
Yeah.
That's why it was left on.
That's just funny to me.
Yep, very funny.
Didn't expect to see George Lopez this early in the morning.
No, correct. Because we usually only have sports on in here.
Yes. But the baseball was on, and they just kept it on TBS.
Right.
So the homeless was able to just watch, you know, some old TBS. Some
sitcoms.
Some old Andy Griffin and some old sitcoms
overnight.
But now we're back to the sports-a-roo. At least we thought we were.
So I watched the Blackhawks last night. That's not good.
You're the one.
Yeah. It's not good.
What a public embarrassment, a national embarrassment. I know it's maybe too early to say that, but since they were on ESPN.
Correct. They're on the national broadcast, and they were on TNT the other night.
National embarrassment. The high point of that game, how the Hawks honored Tony Esposito.
That was awesome.
Really love what they did. It's typical Hawks, though. Classy, right?
Yeah, they know how to do that. So, Danny, did you see that?
It was very nice.
First of all, Chelios and Mark Messier were the studio analyst for ESPN in Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelly, because he had to work there, they had him on the video board do his tribute to Tony, who was his favorite player growing up, as it was mine. And, dude, it was awesome the way they had the 35 lit up, you know, the lights going all around. It was amazing.
Classy.
Classy.
Not surprising the Blackhawks, classy. And then it went downhill from there.
Oh, boy, did they suck.
National embarrassment. I mean, great scoring chances. I'm watching the first couple of periods. I'm like, great scoring chances. Just can't get home.
If they don't beat Vancouver on Thursday night here.
So long, everybody.
Vancouver's very mediocre. If you lose to them, that Detroit team now can get you on Sunday. They are vastly improved. And then you got to go to, like, Carolina and some of these other good. You could be 0-9.
Tough.
2-7. 1-8. At some point. They're going to have to whack the coach.
And what was the chant you heard at the United Center last night?
Fire Culleton.
Hmm. That's something.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got beautiful shoes and the hair is perfect.
Well, maybe he ought to scuff them up and figure something out.
You can't fire the handsome Culleton. Have you seen my watch? Have you seen my shoes? We're losing, boys. Let's go.
Have you ever heard of, like, throwing a water bottle or doing something? He's stoic back there.
Oh, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Guess what? One of the teams, I've watched a lot of hockey. One of the teams that can win the Stanley Cup is Florida. Oh,
yeah.
Who's their coach? Joel.
Well,
anyway.
There you go. So, you know, it's funny. Danny, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was just trying to just figure out, like, what are the topics this morning, kind of going through little Bears here, a little, you know, off-season, you know, Bulls starting tonight. And I think that Cap gave us probably the best topic. Didn't he this morning in the text chain?
Oh, I got to say, he saved the day. I was sitting here this morning doing my show prep, thinking to myself, all right, Bears to talk about. We've got Bulls to talk about.
Yeah.
Some craziness in the Major League Baseball playoffs. What are we going to lead with? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
And then Cap accidentally sends us his schedule for his jam-packed busy day. I don't know how he spreads himself so thin.
I mean, it's just amazing. But he gave us really gold this morning. So we come to find out, after we have some text messages here about Pat McAfee and the Bears, all of a sudden my radio partner here says, text Chef, Joe's pickup 11 a.m. causes pizzas or pizzas. what it looked like Mike Piazza, but it says causes pizzas and farmers market. And I'm saying, what is this, Danny?
That's Cap's to-do list for today.
Oh, I got more than that.
So I understand that.
I got more than that. But I'm so busy.
I understand that. But you shared it to us once again. Dr. Rick needs to help you.
No, it was
What are you doing again? This should have been in your notes section of your phone.
No, I text myself. That's how I stay organized.
Okay, but you didn't. You text everybody.
I didn't mean to hit morning text or morning show text chain. I meant to hit my cell phone number, which you can go through it every day. I text myself.
Yes.
Like, I'll wake up at 3 in the morning because I'm nuts and go, oh, God. Hoodie asked me to do this. Danny asked me to do that. Meller, JR, I got to go do that. I got to work. And I had laid my day off 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I can roll back over and go to sleep again.
However, you sent it to all of us.
Correct.
So, Tech Chef, let's start there. What's that mean?
My wife's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
How about that?
She's 25 again.
Yes.
You better say it.
Yes, time, never mind.
You can tell that it's her birthday because you shaved.
I did.
Yeah, it was nice for you to shave. Didn't shave for the sky, but you shaved for her birthday.
I would have kept it. I had grown it for, I don't know, 10 days?
Yes.
And it was coming in nice.
You didn't do that for NBC Sports.
And we were at dinner last night. At her birthday's today, but yeah. One of our kids was over. And he's like, oh, growing a beard, huh? And he has a beard.
Yes.
I'm like, you like it? He goes, I do, but she doesn't.
Yes.
And it's gray. Really gray.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I said, yeah, I'm going to let it grow in for a while. And Mom, what do you think about that? She's like, he knows what I think of that.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, so, I got up this morning. It's like 4:30. I'm in the shower. I'm like, all right, it's her birthday. I shaved it.
Gotta shave it off because, you know, she doesn't like that. So you start up the old Norelco. That's good. Now.
Dollar Shave Club.
It's not Norelco?
No.
Aren't you old school? Don't you have
blades in the shower.
And an old Norelco. So it says
text chef.
Yeah, so you have a chef coming. Boy, there's a
Saturday.
Man. Boy, there's a man of the people.
It's not like that.
When it says text chef.
I'm cooking for Mindy with a chef.
No.
But there's a guy there that's on the grassroots effort. There's a guy. That's the guy that grew up in Chicago. I love Chicago. I've got a chef. Take that.
I'm going to the Sox game.
No.
In a suite. God.
So
I'm going out drinking. I need my driver. Take that.
My car was cold till I put on the heated seats.
Oh, man. I was feeling a little bit hot. Until I brought the top down. Yeah!
My backyard's full of dog poop. I paid someone to clean it.
A man of the people, David Kaplan. So it says tech chef. A chef's coming.
So we did the Walk is One Chicago for Bernie's Book Bank.
Emerald?
No, it's not Emerald. Oh,
Flate?
No, it's not Bobby.
He's Flate. An a-hole. Go ahead.
Bayless? Rick?
Not Rick.
Skip?
Not Skip either.
Is Skip coming? Come on, Skip. Cook for the man.
So we did the Walk is One Chicago. By the way, you can still donate. Walkisonechicago.org.
Yes.
For Bernie's Book Bank.
Yes.
At the end of the walk, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You were driving on sidewalks on Northwestern's campus.
All right. Let's not do that.
And there was a whole table full of food that they had as a celebration.
I remember.
And there was Malnati's pizzas. And there was this guy, Joey Bonamart.
Yes.
He's a well-known chef.
Great guy.
His wife works for Bernie's. Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
And I start talking to him. He's got all these amazing cookies that he had there and these salads and all this stuff. And I'm like, you made all this? He's like, I'm a chef. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I cook at people's houses. I do events. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? My wife's birthday is coming up. What do you think about coming to my house? He's like, yeah, I'd be glad to.
Wow.
So he's coming. The kids are coming to the house on Saturday. He's going to cook dinner.
How much?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
He said he'll tell me at the end of the thing because there's 16 of us.
All right.
There's wives of my sons.
Yeah.
There's her dad and his fiance.
Tutus.
Her mom's passed.
Tutus are coming.
My brother and Mindy's sister.
How about the tutus? Are they coming?
They're not coming. And so, Yeah, it's not what you think it is, but it's cool.
Oh, I think I know what it is. He got a chef coming.
He and his wife were at the house the other day. And she works for Bernie's Book Bank.
All right.
And they're going to put a little feast together.
Okay, so there's that. So you got a personal chef coming. I mean, all of us here, you know, I'm just a kid from the South Side. We usually just do it ourselves. Nonetheless, so there's Joe's Pickup at 11 a.m. Joe's.
Yeah.
Who's Joe?
Joe's a restaurant in the city.
Oh, I see.
And they have something she likes. So I ordered it yesterday. I'll put it in the fridge and I'll serve it tonight.
Okay. You'll have someone serve it to her.
No. So that'll be me. I'm the one with candles on the table. So all of it.
Oh, candles.
I've got candles on the table. I paid someone to light them.
So now there's Kaz's, it says piazza, but I believe that's supposed to be Kaz's pizzas.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so Glenn Kozlowski you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
He asked me to have Mindy send some pizza from Malnati's for this charity event he's involved in. So they're donating some pizza.
By the way, we have a guest in studio. I don't know if you know this.
Who's that?
See that on the glass? It's going right there. There's a guest. There's a spider. You see him?
No.
It's right next to your board there, the brown board. Now it's on the... You see him?
No.
It's crawling. You see that, Danny?
I do not.
There's a spider right there. It's right there. See him crawling?
Nah.
Do you have arachnophobia, Hoodie?
That's a big one.
No. I just wanted to point it out. I don't want them crawling on my partner. That's all.
So, anyway, yeah. So, there's just a little charity pizza.
Okay. And farmer's market.
They sell flowers at the farmer's market. I want to have them on the table when my wife has dinner tonight for her birthday. So, I'm going to put the flowers in water.
So you're having Merlin Olsen come from FTD?
No.
And bring them to her?
I'm going to farmer's market. I'm going to chop the bottoms and put them in water and set it right at her place setting.
Well, if you're lucky, you'll be able to chop the bottoms tonight, but we'll see.
You're better than that.
What did I say wrong?
That's a given.
Oh, is it? How about that, Danny? It's a given. How about that?
It's a given. Uh-huh. 3 days ago, he announced on these airwaves that his wife's going through menopause. Now it's a given.
How about that, Kev?
I'm getting lucky tonight, or I'm paying someone to.
Now it's JR all over again. Now it's a JR Strauss story.
We found Cap's burner. Big stanky.
That's it. So anyway.
So JR's coming over?
JR's not coming over.
Okay.
I'll handle that.
Slow down. He'll have to explain it to his kids again.
And then I got to go to Benny's. I forgot to put that down. I got to buy a bottle of wine.
Okay. Do you understand, though, as we go through this exercise, that, again, you're getting older?
Why?
You can't just be typing this stuff to us. You have your own separate deal.
Yes. I thought that it was to myself, and it ended up going to the one person of the 98,000 on my phone that I didn't want to. You guys.
Okay. We asked you at Cap and J Hood to add to Cap's list today. So, and again, you can also call us as well. Could you add on to the list? It's Tex Chef, Joe's Pickup at 11, Kaz's Pizza. It's amazing. Farmer's Market.
Benny's.
Nothing for Jim Williams, huh? Nothing for some of the other people at GN? They're going to take care
of John Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
John Williams, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Nothing for him?
Nothing.
Okay. So just Kaz.
Just Kaz.
All right. How about Obradovich in Hampton?
No.
You didn't get me any pizzas. What about Hampton?
No.
I drive a Chevy. Cap.
All right. Are you guys done messing with me? God, I'm going to be so focused on who I text next time.
I'm just saying,
you have the notepad function in your phone?
Do I have the note? Yes, I do.
Yeah, you. Of course you do. You have an iPhone. You have the latest iPhone. You paid someone to wait in line and get it.
I did not get the new one.
But that's what that's for. So you don't have to text yourself.
You
keep notes.
I prefer to text myself.
I understand.
I don't understand.
And text everyone else, apparently.
Yeah, I wasn't aware I was texting you clowns. Jeez.
So you said you have more? Is there more on the list that you like cut off and texted and did not text to us?
Correct.
Hiding somewhere?
Because once I found that out, as I added to the list, it's on my text, not yours.
Oh, I understand. Garter belt, some other stuff.
Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane, little Lover's Lane there.
Yeah.
Ah.
And wine pairings tonight. Well, actually not pairings, one bottle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. And the weed. Don't forget about the weed, too.
She doesn't do that.
But you will.
I will not. I will absolutely not do that. It's my wife's birthday. For crying out loud.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
Exactly.
Usually, just any other day, that'd just be a Wednesday.
And I'll get my gambling plays in before dinner.
Oh. I don't know. There might be something in game. Sharks on the money line. Sorry, honey. Go ahead. You were saying.
The Bears' defense hit a major speed bump yesterday. Not good, but what if you're going to the game? Maybe it is good. I don't know. We'll get into that next.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
That's why I say amen.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen.
Shot or no shot is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse, also in Crestwood, and in Prospect Heights. PointsBet Sportsbook now open. Just download their app, stop by one of those three locations, register your account, and then everything else is mobile. And always check their promo page and their name a bet page. Teddy Greenstein cooks up some amazingly cool boosters and promos. Danny, good morning to you, my friend.
Gentlemen, good morning.
You packed, Danny? You ready to go to Tampa?
I am not packed. I will pack today. I cannot wait to go to see the GOAT and feel some of that warm weather. Even though Tracy Butler's done a phenomenal job here, it's going to be in the 70s once again today.
What? It is?
Yeah. Correct.
I did not know that.
Correctamundo.
What is the weather in Tampa, Danny?
It's going to be in the high 80s, mid to high 80s every day, boys.
Oh, boy. How nice is
that? Nights, it's going to be around 72, 73 degrees.
Text Joe Madden. Have him pick up dinner for you, Carm, and Sylvie and the kids.
What's up, Danny?
What up, Hoodie? How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just chilling. I still got the afterglow of the sky and the championship. I'm just waiting to find out who the next champion's going to be. Just don't know who that's going to be.
They play at 35th and Shields.
Maybe Illinois. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah. I told you guys the day that guy got hired, what'd I tell you? Bad dude. I am not a Bielema guy.
Yeah. All right, Danny.
All right, gentlemen. I've got nothing to say about the University of Illinois. Gentlemen, the Bears placed outside linebacker Robert Quinn on the reserve COVID-19 list yesterday. Quinn tested positive for the virus. He has 5.5 sacks, 19 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 7 quarterback hits, and a forced fumble. The Bears are tied with the Minnesota Vikings for the NFL lead with 21 sacks. On the other side of the ball, we have the GOAT, the great Tom Brady, who has been sacked only 9 times this season. The Buccaneers are 3rd in the league in allowing a sack on 3.33% of pass attempts. In Week 6 against the Eagles, Brady was not sacked at all. He completed 34 of 42 passes. That's 81%. He had 2.45 second average time from the second the ball was snapped to him till he threw the ball. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot? Without Robert Quinn, with an injured Akeem Hicks, the vaunted Bears defense will not sack the GOAT Sunday in Tampa.
Oh, that's a no shot. Of course they'll get him.
He was only sacked 9 times, guys, in 6 games. He was not touched by the Eagles on Sunday.
That's a shot. It's an opportunistic Bears defense. Someone's going to get after Brady.
I'm going to say Brady gets sacked 1 time. He got sacked, what, last year, 3 times?
Against the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember the one time his helmet was kind of askew, and he just looked up at Khalil Mack like, really?
He looked his age against the Bears.
He did.
He looked his age.
He gets the ball out of his hand from snap to throw faster than anyone in the league.
I would not be stunned if they got no sacks.
Is Eddie Goldman still on the COVID list? Because has he showed up recently?
Eddie Goldman actually is not playing poorly. He's a run stuffer inside. You're not going to get sacks from him very often.
So I will say they will get to him. So no shot.
I'm going to say it's a shot, Danny. I think they'll get him once. Brady will get it out of there quick. If Robert Quinn doesn't play, great opportunity for Travis Gibson. If I had to bet, I would say over under half a sack, they'll get one. But it wouldn't stun me, Danny.
All right, gentlemen, Bulls season tips off tonight. Hoodie!
I cannot wait.
It's a line on that game.
Not sure. Go ahead, Danny.
The Wiener Circle, we're all familiar with famous Wiener Circle. The Wiener Circle tweeted out.
I'm in the Wiener Circle right now. Go ahead.
The Wiener Circle tweeted out, quote, Chicago is the best basketball city in the world, and we at the Wiener Circle Collective love basketball and our new look Chicago Bulls. Mm. If the Bulls don't make the playoffs this year, it's free hot dogs on us for an entire day. Spread the word, end quote. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, the Wiener Circle will be paying off this bet.
That's a no shot. They will not.
They're going to the playoffs.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely going to. Now, again, if horrific injury hits you, that's a different story. But if they stay reasonably healthy, that's a playoff team.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy for the Wiener Circle to do that when they see this roster, right? And they say, oh, yeah, if they don't make the playoffs, we'll just pay. No, no, you're fine. So Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine is going to have so many highlights, right? They're going to have so many highlights where it's going to be Ball passing to LaVine alley-oop for dunks. DeMar DeRozan is a solid player. Patrick Williams, when he's healthy, he's going to pay dividends for the team. And again, he's only 19 or 20, but you can see the growth from him defensively. And there's Vucevic, who's a walking 2010. I'm just glad that the Bulls put forth an effort to say, we want to be out of the lottery. We want to be a playoff team. The Bulls are a top eight team. I don't believe what Barkley was saying yesterday, saying that the Bulls are a top four team and all what he was saying on TNT yesterday. But I believe the Bulls are a playoff team for sure.
What do you think the line is tonight? I just looked it up.
Bulls like bad Detroit team. I would say like 7-point favorite.
Bulls are a 5-point favorite.
Yeah.
I would probably lay it.
Yeah. The Bulls are going to win outright.
And a total of 218 and a half.
Under, and I will like the money line on the Bull.
-221.
Yep, I'll take the money line. They're going to win the game.
I hope you're right.
No, Detroit? No shot. They're trying to figure out who they are. It's going to take some time. I'm gonna text Rick Mahorn during the break and just give him a little stab into the ribs about his Detroit Pistons.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
For what it's worth, gentlemen, the Wiener Circle has them as the 3 seed coming out of the East.
Love it.
All right, keep your beak out of it, Wiener Circle.
That's it.
Well, they're the ones that have to pay off all those free hot dogs. They should have a say.
No, they're not a top 3 team, the Bulls, but they're will be a playoff team for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Gentlemen, your Chicago Blackhawks fell to 0-3-1 with a 4-1 loss to the New York Islanders in the home opener at the UC last night. Both teams entered the game winless, but the better of the two bad teams won. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Jeremy Colliton is officially on the hot seat.
Shot, and he should be. I mean, come on, man. And the other guy that should be on the hot seat, he's named after the Stanley Cup. His name is Stanley Bowman. I've been screaming that for a long time. And all these hockey gurus out there go, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not a hockey guy. Hey, man, I got 2 eyes. I can watch. That team sucks. Take that.
That's interesting. Colliton on the hot seat. How are the Cubs doing today?
They don't play.
No. Well,
David Ross is getting an extension. That's how they're doing, Hoodie.
That's how they're doing today, huh? It's amazing how you go after Colliton like that. Amazing. Knowing that the Blackhawks are in transition. You have a Hall of Fame goaltender who's just passing through. You got Taves back. It's good to see him back on the ice with Taves and Kate. And then you have a mishmash of a lot of different players. Mm-hmm. The team that you see today won't be the team you see even next year. I think they're just passing through. It's a team in transition, just like the Cubs. But Collinson's got to go, and Ross can stay? Are you out of your mind?
Ross won a division last year.
Yeah, start with the trainer. Next.
Wow.
What are you talking about? How could you say that? Like, Colliton needs to go, but Ross can stay. You know why? Because he won a trophy, and he was the leader of the team. That's why you like him so much. You think that guy needs to stay around? That's a double standard you're putting out there.
No, I'm not.
Double standard. It's the same situation.
Let me know when Jeremy Colliton wins a division.
That was automatic in that crappy division. Don't do that. How are the Cubs and Hawks any different? How are they any different? Double standard because Ross won the championship. How are they different?
The Blackhawks are one of the worst teams in the league. David Ross took them to the playoffs.
Oh, stop. Ross took them to the playoffs. So did Madden, but you wanted Madden out. It's the same group. Stop it.
It was time for a change with Madden.
Didn't Colliton take them to the playoffs?
He did when they created an extra spot.
Not
in the
created.
Bubble.
Not created. He was there. Was the Blackhawks a playoff team? Yes. Take that.
Okay, they won a 16. Ross won a division.
The same standard for Ross and
now,
Carlton.
If they, you
it
tell
should
me,
be the same standard. Now, they both were in the postseason.
Now, if you tell me they go out and sign a bunch of dudes and the Cubs have talent they're actually putting out there, not named Wisdom, Schwindel, Ortega,
Seth
Alcantara.
Jones. All these other moribund, all these average players that they
signed. How's
that
Seth Jones contract going to taste? $96 million.
Well, I'm just telling you. Like the idea that you give Ross a pass, but you want Carlton out is amazing.
I am not giving him a pass.
Well, you should call for him today. Call for him. Don't you want the Cubs to jumpstart this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Go get some players.
With Ross as the manager?
Yes.
Why? What's he done?
Won a division. And then they traded all his guys away.
Okay. And Carlton was in the playoffs last.
No, in the bubble. They created an extra
not
spot.
Not created. They earned that spot.
No, they did not.
They
shut the sport down from the COVID and then said, you know what? We need ratings. And get Chicago in there.
And it was a good hockey club in the bubble, were they not?
No.
Okay. Well, the Cubs aren't any better. That's what I'm telling you. That's a double standard. Complete double standard.
No shit.
Ross should be out. If you're trying to reset this thing, Correa, and try to get quality free agents, if you're going to throw money at the Cubs situation, and that's how you think you're going to fix it, then you need another manager. What's he done, Ross? What's Carlton done? Same standard, same situation. Take that,
Danny.
Gentlemen, we have time for one more, so I'm going to let you.
Oh, come on,
I'm going to let you choose your own adventure. Would you like to talk about Ben Simmons, or would you like to talk about awful umpiring yesterday in the playoffs?
Oh, boy. There's a lot there. Ben Simmons.
Done.
Ben Simmons. The 76ers suspended Ben Simmons one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Coach Doc Rivers threw Simmons out of practice yesterday. Teammate Joel Embiid said after practice, quote, "We don't get paid to come out here and try to babysit someone. That's not our job, and I'm sure my teammates feel the same way." And quote, "I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Ben Simmons is such a distraction. It's time for the 76ers to just pay Simmons not to be around the team."
That's a shot. And they threw him out of practice 2 days ago. There's a video. You can find it out there. He's practicing with a cell phone in his pocket. That's how committed this dude is. For $147 million or whatever it is they owe him. Loser. That's what he is. You either are all in or you're all out. Period. Send him home. They just suspended him for the opener because yesterday, Doc Rivers said, "Ben, get in this drill." Nope. "Ben, get in this defensive drill." Nope. Leave. $147 million and you won't do your job? Go F yourself.
I am just frustrated with Ben Simmons. The easiest thing you can do in this world is just quit, especially when you're being paid handsomely. Here's a guy here, as Cap and I saw the practice, saw the film of the practice, that guy was just wearing jogging pants. He was just wearing gray jogging pants, like I'm wearing this morning. And everyone else is in a uniform. You don't want to conform. You don't want to be part of this team. And Embiid's right. We don't need to babysit this guy. Get him out of here. You don't want to play? Fine. But I just, you know, it's really unfortunate because the Sixers are a good team with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want to work hard and you feel like, you know, Doc Rivers is this coach that is making you do things that you don't want to do or you want to conform, then get out. He frustrates me because Ben could be so much better. You're the guy that doesn't want to lay the basketball up. You don't want to go to the foul line. You don't want to shoot threes. You're a great defender, and you are very good as far as being a pretty much all-around player. But the things that you don't do can make you can be much more of a complete player. If you're able to do those things, Cap, you'd be a much better player.
Correct.
But then he's got this attitude. So, you know what? No.
What if he had gone to the press conference last year, you know, the season ending, a couple days after they get eliminated when he was horrible?
Yeah.
"Hey, I just want to say this to the city of Philadelphia. I had an awful playoff. I am going to spend the next 4 months working as hard as I can at my craft.
Mm-hmm.
I love this city. I want to be here, period." Instead of being a diva. People would have gone, "All right, let's give him a shot."
Yeah.
The bowl season tips off tonight. Our predictions and expectations for the team is coming up next. What is your prediction? Is this a 50-win team? Is this a playoff team? What do you think? 312-332-3776. Be right back. Take that.
Scratch.
your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000. Carmen came by, stuck his beak into our control room.
Yeah,
I said to him, because this was Danny's topic, is he a bad fan if he wants Brady to have a great game? And I said to him, yeah, you are. Carmen said, if I can only have one scenario, either Tom dominates or the Bears crush him, he would take the Bears to win.
But then I said, do you want to see Tom Brady not throw a touchdown and have a 40 passer rating, and he said absolutely not.
Right. So, all right, good topic. We'll get back to these calls because every line's lit. But every Wednesday, we get to talk to the amazing Keyshawn Johnson of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max every weekday morning here on ESPN starting at 5 a.m.
Yes.
And Key joins us right now. Key, good morning. How are you today, my friend?
What's happening?
We're having this discussion because our afternoon host, our midday host, and our executive producer, Danny, are taking their young sons to Tampa this weekend, Bears at Buccaneers. And Danny, diehard Bear fan he claims to be, said he wants Tom Brady to have like a game for the ages so that he and his son, 30 years from now, can go, remember when we were there and he threw 9 touchdowns against the Bears? I think he's a bad fan. What about you?
9 touchdowns as long as Chicago throws for 10 touchdowns.
That's what Danny said.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can have them both, right? You can have Stoudemire win and play well, and Tom Brady lose and play well.
That's what he wants. Yeah. And I would rather be.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like rooting for family members or teams and things of that nature. You say, well, I'd like to see so-and-so. Like, I like, for instance, Dusty Baker. Love to see Dusty Baker get to a World Series and show everybody that Houston doesn't need to cheat. Mm-hmm. And they play the Dodgers. I just hope he loses.
Makes sense.
And if he, that's all. And then if he doesn't play the Dodgers and he gets there, I hope he wins one.
Key, speaking of your Dodgers, since my White Sox got bounced early again, I'm rooting for the Dodgers to win the World Series. Now, again, the Atlanta leads the series 2-1. There's still some fight in these Dodgers, right?
Yeah, they're fine. Even if they lost last night, they're the type of team that I think could have ran off 4. I mean, that's just how you feel. Now that it's 2-1, it almost felt like we're even 2-2.
Mm-hmm. As you watched the Aaron Rodgers drama with the Packers and the Bears, and I own you, I effing own you, and then my friend Olin Krutz said, I like to punch that guy right in the face. What was your 50,000-foot view looking down on all this happening?
I was laughing because Olin really doesn't want to punch him.
Right.
Even though he probably thinks Aaron Rodgers is a punk, a jerk, or whatever you want to use adjective to describe him.
Yep.
He may feel a certain way, but he doesn't want to really punch him. He's just speaking from a fan's perspective.
Yep.
Because I own the Bears, too. I'm 4-1 lifetime against the Bears. So I understand what Aaron Rodgers
dropped that on me earlier. I heard that. Yeah. No doubt.
So it ain't that deep. Olin Krutz would love to play with Aaron Rodgers, considering the quarterbacks he played with.
I want to get your thoughts on the team that you've enjoyed the most watching this year. You get a chance to watch all the games around the league, but is there a team that resonates with you the most? You say, boy, they do it the right way.
I've come to enjoy watching Arizona, Dallas. Those are the two. Tampa Bay, obviously, just because mm-hmm. Brady. Mm-hmm. I like the Chargers. I was liking Cleveland, but that thing went south in a hurry. And then I think eventually Chicago will get it going in the right direction. I'm not saying this because I'm on your airways. I just think that Justin Fields is going to force Matt Nagy's hand to such a degree, there'll be no nothing he can do. It won't be no return for anything. He's going to have to just accept it and realize that this kid is getting ready to get him an extension and save his job.
I want to get away from football with you for a minute. So Ben Simmons is this nightmare in Philly. He has a horrible playoff series. People are booing him. He says, I'm never going to play for you again. They don't trade him. He comes to practice the other day. He's got a cell phone in his pocket. Everyone's looking at him like, really? That's what we're dealing with? Then yesterday, Doc Rivers, who's the ultimate player's coach, dudes love playing for him.
Absolutely.
Said, get in there. I need you in this drill. Nope. Ben, get in the drill. Nope.
Get the hell out of here.
Get out of here and go home.
Get your ass
You're
out
suspended.
Of here. That's what he said, yeah.
If you were a teammate, how do you handle a dude like that? All this talent, if you're going to win, you need him, and he's just a jackass.
You know, I understand players that are fed up with organizations or cities that they feel are treating them a certain way. I understand that firsthand. And when a player doesn't want to be somewhere, you can't force him to be there, even if you want to make it work. He doesn't have anything in particular against Doc Rivers, for instance. He may just not like the city and the organization based on how he feels he's being treated or felt he was being treated. And so that's not really a big thing to me, right? I think it's one of those deals where they've got to figure out what to do with him, pay him, let him go home until such due time that you find a trade partner. Because as far as trying to get him to play basketball for you, that went out the window. That's not going to happen. Joel Embiid spoke about it, said that he can't babysit him. He's off on his own. When you start having teammates start talking about you like that, it becomes a distraction. You don't want to be around that teammate. So the best thing to do is just let him go about his business. Players tend to, when players say that they don't want to be somewhere, it's usually what happens. They don't play for that organization anymore.
Right.
You say, well, what about Aaron Rodgers? But Aaron Rodgers said that and then went in because he wanted to play. Ben Simmons doesn't want to play. Okay? He doesn't want to play basketball at all. James Harden said he didn't want to be in Houston. He went in for a few games. Then they eventually moved him. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons does you no good to put him on the court because he doesn't want to be there. So the best thing to do is just move on from him. Why is that so hard to accept and understand?
Keyshawn Johnson on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You mentioned the Browns earlier. That's going to be the Thursday night game, Broncos and Browns. Whew, so what do you think the future is for the Browns? What's the latest on Baker? Will he even play on Thursday?
If that shoulder is compromising his ability to throw the football, then he should sit down and sit tight with no offensive lineman, Von Miller breathing down your neck, no running game, a banged-up OBJ, a lot of issues for the Cleveland Browns. So if I'm them, I'm not even looking to have Baker Mayfield out there until such due time that he gets healthy. Because if he gets hurt and then all of a sudden we get healthy and he's not there, we pretty much got to go with Case Keenum.
That whole OBJ thing I want to talk to you about as well, Keyshawn, because it's kind of like I know that Baker and OBJ are boys and they're friends, but sometimes it's just you need to see a new address, maybe play someplace else. This is not casting any aspersions on OBJ, but don't you think he'd flourish someplace else? Because I just see a disconnect when I see them on the field together. It's not as dynamic as I thought it would be.
Well, he's certainly got other weapons that he can utilize, and I think that's what we're seeing. That he wants to try to spread the ball around and not concentrate on one guy. But in certain situations, he has to concentrate on one guy. And I think Baker needs to realize that and come to that understanding. And he hasn't gotten there yet. And it can become very frustrating for somebody like OBJ who's out there, you know, trying to help his team win. And then when he says that, he becomes a selfish individual because people like Cap in the media will paint him that way.
Oh!
All right, I got something for you here. So I've worked with a ton of athletes. A lot of them are like, dude, I'm a baseball player. I'm a football player. I'm not a sports guy. I do my job. I go home. I don't even watch the games.
Yeah.
Tim Anderson said, yeah, I don't really watch baseball. I just play baseball.
He's not into baseball. When he first got in, he was not into baseball at all.
Correct.
He said it was boring.
You, Keyshawn Johnson, and I've never been around you. I've been on the air with you a billion times, but I've never been around you. You strike me as a dude who loves sports. How do you watch
games?
No,
I do. I watch the three major sports for sure, football, basketball, and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge boxing guy. Obviously, I don't care about golf unless Tiger's playing. I'm not a NASCAR guy. You know, I'm not a big soccer guy. You know, and so for me, I watch football. Like, I can watch Northwestern play Minnesota, which is it, which I probably go through a bottle of tequila doing it because it's really hard football to watch, but I do it.
Right.
I'm a Nevada, Hawaii at 2 a.m. in the morning because it's on and I'm watching it, and that's how I am. Yeah. I just enjoy watching sports.
Yeah, and you strike me as a guy, if it's your team, Dodgers Cub versus the Cubs or USC because you're a Trojan, if you're watching it and they do something that bothers you, you're the guy who's really pissed off about it.
Yeah, no, I could do a little cursing and things like that. And if we lose and lose and I'm sick as a dog. Like I remember as a kid in 1982, USC played Penn State in the Rose Bowl. And not the Rose Bowl, in the Fiesta Bowl. And USC plays Penn State. Penn State beat them. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm talking about, like, sick, crying, headache. Oh, it was just the worst. In bed for 2 days as a kid. It was the worst thing ever. And what was so crazy about it is growing up, I knew this way back in, like, 1982, that it was this school in Pennsylvania named Penn State, predominantly white team, playing against a whole bunch of brothers out of Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And Marcus Allen, Heisman Trophy, and Chip Banks, and all these sort of dudes. And Joe Paterno, little guy on the field coaching them up. And I'm like, as a kid, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, man, and I'm rooting so hard because something had been said in the media about the team at USC. And they go out there and they lay an egg to Penn State. They lose to Penn State, and I'm sick. I think Matt Millen might even been on that team. I was so sick. I mean, I cried and laid to bed for days, but that's how I am. You know, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this team just beat us. I can't believe that. I cannot. Todd Blackledge. I remember it as a kid. I was in Bakersfield, California, visiting some family members and watching in the Fiesta Bowl.
What are your memories of USC Notre Dame? They're going to hook up on Saturday.
I don't care right now, to be honest with you.
What are your memories of that game?
I hope SC get drugged by 50 because they'll deserve it if they do.
You have no.
And I'm being honest with you.
You have no memories, Key, of USC Notre Dame.
Oh, you said memories. I thought you said, what do I think about? You know, I remember going to Notre Dame and playing Notre Dame when they had Mark Edwards and being in a top, I think we're a top four team.
Yeah.
My senior year. And prior to that week, we lost, oh God, I want to say 7 starters for NC2A violations. Obviously, money was exchanging hands and they didn't like that. God. And we go up there heavily favored and Ron Tallis and Mark Edwards and Derek Mays and Alan Rossum, they took us to the woodshed. You know, I played well, but, you know, we still lost because we didn't have everybody. And I could just remember, overrated. That's the first time in my whole career I ever been called overrated. Ooh. Rolled into Notre Dame. I was so mad, man. I was pissed. And I can't stand Notre Dame. Like, I despise Notre Dame. And I don't even know why. I just grew up a USC guy across the street from the university, and I've always hated the Tarnished Dome, just always. Literally can't stand Notre Dame.
I am right there with you. I despise the St. Louis Cardinals because they always beat my Cubs, the Green Bay Packers, and Notre Dame football. Can't stand them. I will leave you with this. I was listening to you talk to Feinbaum.
The reason I can't stand Notre Dame is because they put so much on it. Like, it's this great football juggernaut of a program. I'm like, dude, they haven't won a national title. I don't give a damn if SC hadn't won in years. Notre Dame hadn't won since Tony Rice. Get out of here.
Yep, 1988.
I don't care if they play in it. They haven't won. So stop trying to feed it to me on NBC every single damn week.
Okay, we'll send an email to Mike Tirico right away.
Hey, man, have a great rest of your week. We love talking to you. Just remember this, Feinbaum's dead wrong. LSU job or USC, I can go out west where they got beaches and I don't have to play Alabama and Georgia and Florida. All in.
That's what I told him, but I understand what he's saying. He's an SEC country. He doesn't want to upset his fan base. I understand. But you got to be delusional and a damn fool if you think USC is not a better job than LSU.
Completely agree. Have a great day, man.
All right. See you guys.
You're the best. There he is. Keyshawn Johnson from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. All right. Back to these calls. Root for the Bears. Or if you're there, like Danny, root for Brady to have an epic performance. You make the call. 312-332-3776. Next.